Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we are going to kick this day off with...
Are you ready?
We're going to geek out with Zeke Stout. It sort of sounds... Are you moving around right now? Are you mobile?
I am mobile, but I'm parked now, okay. So I'm being safe.
So... yesterday it was announced here locally that I now have a third radio show, and it's a local radio show. But I didn't lose the other two. I didn't lose this one. I didn't lose the Gun Owners News Hour. Now, you've been in radio before. What do you think of the medium of radio? Is it still a viable medium to you?
I think it is if it is talk. I think... music radio is kind of on its deathbed. All like the iHeart radios and stuff like that, it's all automated. They fired a bunch of DJs and stuff like that. It's all just robots running a cache of music that the robots pick, I guess. I don't know if humans do it or not. But as far as talk radio, yeah, I think there's a need for it. I think that's why there's so many podcasts. I mean, yeah, are a lot of podcasts not good. Yeah. But there's even some of the bad ones people listen to regularly, just cause people want information. We're in a society now where, you know, we went from you and I being in college and having to walk a mile and a half to a giant building that had books in it to do research, where now the same amount of information and probably 100 times more is in your pocket. So people want information, and I think that's why talk radio, whether it's sports or political or news, is going to survive. It's going to keep going. Radio may have to dial back their prices on advertising to keep it alive, which also means cutting back on staff, because that's how you make money in radio. So it'll be a unique balance to watch happen.
I think with more and more people are looking for something that is relatable. I think local radio has the edge over that, because most of the time, you know, if you have a local host and they're talking about what's happening on the, you know, at the local mall during shopping season on a Black Friday, that's relatable.
Absolutely.
Everybody gets that. Yeah. And the rest of it becomes... you know, the lucky part, and I mean, some people get out there and say, oh, this is such a niche thing, but there's so few people that actually talk about the Second Amendment to any degree.
Right.
And, you know, I mix some other things in with it as it goes, but the rest of it is just, you know, it's just a unique thing out there. So regular just... I agree with you about the music part of it, because nowadays you can stream Spotify and have listen to only songs you want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Which, who doesn't want to do that?
Right.
Or, you know, you can. Yeah, I think talk radio is probably the most viable of them all out there. But interestingly enough, when I started this thing with this local station, when they hired me, they told me, listen, you got to be more than just guns. Mm-hmm. And I said, but the gun topic will be hot. They said, well, yeah, it may be for a short period of time. So I've been a fill-in for them for 8 years now. The first day I did it, I called it Concealed Carry Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this text line, and I said, okay, everybody let me know what you're concealed carrying and how you're doing it, and you know, because I want to feel safe.
Yeah.
And
yep.
The text line just started to go pop, 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 and it just took off. So it is definitely something that's on a lot of people's minds and everything else. So we'll see how this goes and everything. This is not going to be a Second Amendment only show. This will be a local show.
Right.
It'll be a political show. It'll be current events show, and there'll be a little 2A sprinkled into it because that happens on an everyday basis.
Yeah.
When you were doing radio with Cumulus, what was your show about?
It started similar. You know, we started off as an outdoor show. It was called Outside In for just a few months, and the guy that was our fishing expert, he was just busy with the tournaments and a lot of stuff that he was doing, so he wasn't able to continue that and be our fishing guy. So then it was just two gun people, me and Vanessa, and we thought, okay, what are we going to name it? And it was hilarious because the first name that Vanessa threw out there was Projectile Dysfunction, and we just cracked up. It was awesome. That's it. That's the name of the show. But it evolved. It started off as a gun show, and then we started having people like Easton Corbin and other country artists, Bucky Covington, and we wanted to let them talk about their album or other stuff that they enjoyed. You know, we still talked about gun stuff. We preferred to have pro-gun people on the show, but it ended up being kind of a cool morph into a everything talk show. I mean, we would talk literally about everything. It just kind of became like you're in a hunting lodge with your buddies shooting a breeze about whatever you want, and that's kind of the vibe we wanted with it. So
that sounds like that would be sort of fun. But I mean, with Vanessa's such a loose cannon.
Yeah.
I can see how that show would go back and forth and morph and do all these other things.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, with her and then me too, I've got ADD horribly. She just does it in a funny way. I'm annoying with it. But it's one of those things where with her, there's no way we could have ever had a single subject show. It would have taken so many different directions. So yeah, it was good.
Well, the biggest thing to, I think that radio has going for it is that it has survived as long as it has, but it is definitely, it's one of those things where it's managing to fight against the digital side and actually win that one. I don't think TV's doing it.
No.
So I just find it interesting that now I have a third radio show. There was a time when I would have given, you know, just, I would have given years off of my life to just have a crack at it. And now I just do it every day. I still I enjoy it. I enjoy it immensely. Some of the stuff that comes out of it is genuinely, genuinely funny. And it's one of those things that you'll never forget and everything. But you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean.
Absolutely do.
I'm waiting on you to get another radio gig.
You know what? I actually did a guest spot on the local talk radio in Memphis, and
let's talk about
they
that.
Liked it.
I want to hear about that. I want to hear about
and
that.
And freeze.
Yep, and freeze. But while you're freezing, while you're sitting there, you may be thinking about making a change. Maybe what you're doing you don't enjoy anymore. For some things, if you want to reinvent yourself, sometimes it is just so financially taxing that it just becomes something you don't need to do. You don't need to consider it. Unless you want to be a gunsmith, and if you want to be a gunsmith, you need to be looking at MGS Trade School. There, you can get the entire education that they offer, and it's not going to cost as much as a good used Honda. I mean, and so your student debt is not going to be something you can't pay down. And the ever-changing curriculum means that the sky is the limit. We'll be right back. Geeking out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're geeking out with Zeke Stout, and right now, Zeke and I, we're both radio guys and everything. So you guessed it on a Memphis radio station. What happened with this?
Yeah, it's News Talk 98.9 in Memphis, and I guess they're kind of the conservative voice in Memphis. But they have a morning show, and the guy, Ditch, who's the host, was also a Discovery Channel guy at one point in time, and he and I met years ago and had me on as a guest, and then he was saying, let's do a weekly thing, but then eventually let's turn this into a weekend show. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we could do that. So I'm not going to get too excited yet until we're there, but at least it'll be a weekly little stop in, you know, 15-minute segment. So that's cool.
Well,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So with this guy, what is the format of the radio station? I mean, is it corporate? Is it a pay-to-play place? What is it?
It's Cumulus. Yeah, it's Cumulus corporate.
Well, I mean, the only problem with that is that sometimes it sort of seems like that moves sort of slow.
It does.
Because
especially when you get the big corporations like that.
This new show that I've got, I mean, it is part of a big corporation. It's part of Odyssey. And they're already out selling advertising for it, which it hasn't done the first show yet. I've already had to take numerous continuing education classes so that I and pass them so that I know this, that, and the other. And, I've been a contractor with them for 8 years when they didn't care about my day-to-day. Now my day-to-day is almost dictated by them. And I haven't done anything with them yet besides fill in. So, and I guess now they have to go hire a new fill in. I haven't even thought about that part. Not going to worry too much about it. Interestingly, they carry Lock and Load as one of my affiliates on Sunday evening.
Oh, really?
And I was like, so are you guys going to drop that? And they were like, no, we're just going to continue to carry it. So we want you to continue to do it. I was like, well. Anyhow.
So when's the first show?
March the 20th.
Oh, okay. Coming up quick.
10 to 12. 10 to 12. 10 a.m. to noon. And, we'll see how that goes. I'm looking forward to it. It's the easiest show they have to do. A 2-hour radio show is the easiest show they have to do.
Yeah.
It's like flying from Atlanta to Greenville.
It's like as soon as you get up to speed, you're coming back.
As you get up to altitude, you're descending.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, and I mean, but that'll give me, one of the problems with corporate radio versus what I do here is that here has what I refer to as a hard clock. And they have what I refer to as a floating clock. And it has all to do with the way they set things up and everything. With this is much easier to work with for me than it will be with them. And having the repetition with them will sort of help me along the way.
Right.
So, I'm excited to do it because this is the station that I listened to that whet my appetite for talk radio when I got out of the military. I've been listening to this station since 1990.
Yeah.
So now being a part of it is going to be fun. So, and I hope what would you call this show with this guy? What's his personality's name?
Ditch. Like if we start a show?
Yeah.
Oh, if we do it, I'm bringing Vanessa back in. We're relaunching Projectile Dysfunction. We do this.
Well, I mean,
it would just be the relaunch. I don't know, though. I think another good name for the show. What do you think about this? Tell me what you think. You ready for it?
I'm listening.
Lock and Load Radio. What do you think? Do you like that?
First of all, I'm going to have to retain a lawyer. I would say you're here for my lawyer, but I don't have one. I'd have to retain a lawyer.
And I'm dating one, so I'm already a step ahead of you.
Yeah. I wonder how that would look in court. Okay, so this guy's had this radio show for 11 years. And we want to start a new radio show and take his name from him. Go make that happen.
Well, and I even thought about calling myself William Brady. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
You know, kind of a cool name. Well, because it sounds kind of like this guy known as Bill Brady.
Why would you do that? Why do you? you know. If I was going to change my name, I would. If I was going to start a new show instead of using my own name, I would steal the old Dan Aykroyd thing about, you know, Gern Blanston, male prostitute. I would go that route.
Yeah.
Besides, my last name, everybody mispronounces my last name.
What do they say? Fratty?
Fratty. Sometimes they change the D to an L. Sometimes they make it F-R-E-D-D-Y. I mean, then everybody comes out there and goes, have you ever been called Frady Cat? And I'll be just like,
no.
Well, let's see. If I go all the way back to kindergarten, I guess the answer would be yeah. So, that's sort of a... Although the interesting thing about my name is what the forebear is German. The guy that came to the United States, the reason he came to the United States, his name was V-R-E-D-E, and his is pronounced Frady, because the V is pronounced like a F. And he was a German. They wanted him to be a Hessian mercenary, but he somehow or other the British found him, and found him and a bunch of Hessian types in a bar drunk, and they woke up on a ship headed to the New World. And as soon as he got here, and he's like, I'm not fighting these people. I don't know them. So he deserted. But the name itself means peace brought about by a reason, which is sort of like saying I came in and knocked everything down and made everything peaceful. But that's the only thing cool about it. Other than that, it's just a very much maligned thing. I think it would be better just to go with, I don't know, Smith.
Smith.
Smith. If you're just going to change your name, just be Smith. Just be Jim Smith. Bill Smith.
Well, and both of us have good radio names, and it's funny because
hold on.
The TV show is going.
Hold on. Got to go into the break again. MGS.edu, this is where you can go to that website, and you can start your journey into becoming something that you are not, something you want to be. And it's not going to kill you financially. It's, as a matter of fact, of all the education, and I don't know how much it costs to be a plumber. I don't know how much it costs to be a bricklayer or any of these other things where you might apprentice. This is probably the least expensive and the most expeditious way to find a new profession. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The origin of COVID-19 is the subject of a hearing taking place in the House of Representatives today. California Representative Raul Ruiz says we shouldn't be so quick to jump to conclusions every time a new report comes out.
The facts are the evidence remains inconclusive. Therefore, we must allow our scientists and intelligence communities to gather evidence without politicization.
Experts say there have been no comprehensive investigations because of pushback from the Chinese government. Fewer businesses were hiring to start the new year. The job openings and labor turnover survey showed there were 10.82 million available positions. That's down 400,000 from December. And President Biden will travel to Philadelphia tomorrow, where he will roll out his budget proposal. The White House claims the budget will cut the deficit by nearly $3 trillion over 10 years. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout, talking about we have been talking about radio at this point. You're talking about radio names. You think Wolf Radio is a good radio name?
Well, I think probably because you know it's got that strong Bill and then the strong Frady afterwards. But it was funny when the TV show was out. One of the most hilarious troll comments I saw on all the social media is somebody thought that my name was a teepee name. And they're like, really? You got a big bearded guy and you named him Zeke Stout Discovery Channel? Why didn't you just call him Butch Manliness?
Well, I sort of get that, and I think that's probably because, you know, in the early days, you know, like the Skarsgårds, you know, they would have changed their name to...
All 20 of them?
Yeah. They would have changed their name. In the old days, none of the stars of yesteryear were actually... what we know them as. That was not their given name. And it was like they adopted a new persona, or at the very least, a new name when they got into the business of show. So, in radio that used to happen, you know, one of my favorite shows that I've ever listened to, was, the Don and Mike show because it was just hilarious. And, but Don used a radio name. He had a radio name, and then he had a real name. And I don't know about Mike. I think he was going by Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. So I don't know if that's actually his real name or not, but most of them on that show had a different, you know, like Mike Spiewak. Okay, yeah, that's... So, I mean...
Brit Tamlin.
Yeah. Yep.
From Anchorman.
Right. I mean, even I have a relative. Have you ever seen a movie called Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the original Godzilla?
Yeah.
Or West Side Story?
Yeah.
So in all of those movies was a guy named Russ Tamblyn. And my mother's maiden name is Tambling. And when he got to Hollywood, they told him that he couldn't go by that, but he could come close, so he had to shorten his name and change the I to a Y and get rid of the G. And now he's Russ Tamblyn, but he's actually somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's probably what everybody thinks. Everybody thinks that this might be an assumed name. I don't know.
I don't know. I know everybody thinks mine was.
Well,
but I'm sure people don't want to hear us talk about the etymology of names anymore.
Well, but I mean, really, truly, if you're getting out there, and, hi there, my name is Mikey Leibowitz, and your name is? I'm Zeke Stout. Sure it is. Sure that's your name, sure. No, really, what's
your name? Well, and the funny thing is, growing up, I hated my name. I hated it. I was Zeke the Freak. I was Zeke the Weak. Zeke the Geek. I was all of it.
This must be puberty, right?
Oh, yeah, that was before I was a giant. But, now that I'm older, I realize that's a pretty cool name. Okay, I kind of dig my name now.
Is Zeke short for Ezekiel?
It is.
See,
don't ever tell anybody that.
That's
oh,
cool.
Crap,
that's just cool, though. That's just cool. I mean, that's one of those old school names. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I dig it. I mean, mine is William. I don't go by that because it sounds like it should be followed up by William. We'll take our coffee in the drawing room, please. But anyway, let's talk about what you found out.
About my road game.
So one of the things MGS Trade School is looking for is they are looking to put the word out. And putting the word out may mean you buy an ad, or it may mean that you wear your shoes out a little bit.
So, it is. We talked about it last year, my partner and I, and, we're doing really good in the growth going through the influencers, radio, podcast, YouTube, et cetera. But we just wanted a little bit more. We just feel like there's more we could do. And he and I both had a background in medical sales. And I was like, well, why don't I just hit gun shops just like we used to hit doctor's offices and hospitals? And we'll set up flyers. And if they have an event, I'll bring our booth set up and sit there and talk to people. So I started that last week. So you'll start to see MGS flyers out and about. And if you're listening and you own a gun shop and you want some, reach out to us and we'll send you some. But because I can't drive the entire country in a day. But one of the cool things that kind of came from that is here in the Memphis area, I knew of probably four gun shops that I've been to here and kind of made. There's a place called Classic Arms that I absolutely love. It is a tiny, tiny, tiny shop, but they've got everything. And they've got old guns that you can't find in most other places. But that was kind of my start. Started there. They also own Top Gun, which is a local range gun shop, which is really nice. But then as I'm Googling, I'm finding these little oddball, small places that call themselves Richard's Armory or something like that. And I'm thinking, okay, well, this is just some guy that got an FFL and this is his house. Well, you pull up and it's an actual gun shop. Or there's one that's in a really rough area of town. Not really rough, but it's in a rougher area of town. And it's in a little strip mall next to a check cashing place. And I want to say a Mexican restaurant. And if you drove by, it looked like a pawn shop. But I walked in and oh my God, they had everything. It was huge. I never would have expected that was there. But it's just kind of funny how, gun people tend to find their place, right? Mine was Classic Arms. That's where, I do a lot of my business. I get transfers in there, et cetera, et cetera. And that's my place. But then what are we missing out on around that's in the gun world? There's so, you know, this week I'm going to be going, you know, south of a certain part of Memphis that I didn't go past last week, and just seeing all these other places that have popped up on Google. But it's kind of cool to find these little, whether it's a hole in the wall place or a place nobody really talks about, but everybody knows about. It's kind of, it's a neat experience doing this.
Well, it also gives a human face to that which you're doing, doesn't it?
It does, especially when it comes to shops, you know, because the first thing a lot of these shops have is an older gunsmith that has not really embraced the digital world as much. And they'll say, how are you teaching gunsmith online? Hey, you just can't do it. That's been my biggest obstacle. And, you know, I've said it on the show before, you know, if Harvard can teach certain aspects of medicine online, I can teach gunsmithing online. The biggest key that we have that's different than others is we've got a bunch of hands-on projects. If you take advanced two, you've got 8 hands-on projects that you do, not to mention all the other learning and the concepts that you learn. But telling these people that and explaining, you know, we send these hands-on projects out. They send them back to us. Well, how do you expect to be a gunsmith? And that's where I have to say, when I say this, partially it started because we're accredited, right? So with your accreditation, there's certain marketing things you cannot do. I cannot say, if you go to NGS Trade School, you will be a great gunsmith. Can't say it. I'm not allowed to. But what I can say is we can teach you the concepts you need. What you do with them is up to you. I know doctors that went to Ivy League medical schools and they're horrible doctors. And then I know doctors who went to the Philippines and they're phenomenal doctors.
Right.
You know,
hang on for me in the explanation. Yep. We'll get to this in just a minute. We'll be right back.
Yep.
This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are geeking out with Zeke Stout. We were just talking about what, you know, the actual nuts and bolts and the mechanics of going to school online, I guess. And I mean, you make a very valid point. A lot of it is going to have to do with the student in some cases.
Yeah.
And a good student with talent and drive and wants to apply themselves, if they get the information, it doesn't have to come from a place that is $60,000 a year to do it.
Right.
And I'm just, how much does it cost to go to Harvard, for example? You're talking about doctors.
Oh, God, that's probably six figures a year, I would imagine. I could be wrong, but I know you're strapped with a lot of student loans when you're done.
But I think nowadays most people that are actually doing anything, there's some people that have been to Harvard, no doubt about it. But, I mean, it's not like it used to be where that was the only way to get ahead was to go to Harvard or Yale or some Ivy League school. That has certainly changed. And the trades nowadays, I would imagine all of the trades are in huge demand, gunsmithing especially. You got 16, 17 million new gun owners in the United States today. Most of them don't know too much about guns.
Nope.
So
nope.
There's going to be a demand for them. There's going to be an uptick in that.
Absolutely will. And with the trades, there are certain aspects of gunsmithing that we just can't do. You know, there is a liability to us teaching a distance. We're not going to teach you how to use a lathe. We'll teach you, you know, basic safety to utilize when you start to utilize heavy machinery like that. But we can't say, here's some pictures and videos of using a lathe and then hope you don't get your clothing or your hair caught and rip an arm off. It's not going to happen. It's just... And yes, is there an aspect of gunsmithing where you need that machining? Sure, absolutely there is. And that's why we try to partner with companies to get students to be able to go work for them for a little while, whether it's like a field study type program where, you know, hey, we facilitated this opportunity. You need to be able to get there. I mean, unfortunately, it has to be on the student's own dime, but they do it. You know, it's a huge opportunity with some of these companies that we're standing stuff up with. So, I mean, the capabilities to teach gunsmithing and the concepts are there. We get them the hands-on projects. I have yet to read a negative review of someone who's graduated our program. There's certain things that students will see and they won't like while they're going through the program. And the cool thing is we're constantly revising curriculum and stuff. So as we see that, if it's a valid complaint, we'll fix it. But for the most part, I mean, you know, people are doing it, they're enjoying it, and they're doing something with it after they graduate too. I mean, I've got a degree in biology and sports medicine, and look what I'm doing for a living.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm still paying my student loans. This is something where you develop a trade, you will utilize that knowledge, and you're not going to be strapped with all the student loans afterwards.
Why would, now with a lathe, aren't you actually sort of manufacturing something?
Yeah, I mean, you could be turning a barrel. You were with a lathe, a lot of times you were doing the true meaning of the word smithing. You're creating parts. You're creating things.
Right.
That's why, you know, the term gunsmith, I'm torn on it, right? You know, the term comes from people who smithed guns. They created a gun out of nothing. Nowadays, you can order all the parts you need off Brownells or Optics Planet or anything like that. So it's less and less true smithing. I have no problem with people still being gunsmiths where they're putting parts together. I mean, titles evolve to mean different things all through history. There was the idea floating around of calling people firearms technicians. And there's some companies that hire people and call them firearms technicians that are, you know, basically a gunsmith that's not smithing. It's, you know, putting parts together and stuff like that. But you still have to have the same knowledge base.
Well, has gunsmith become sort of a generic term? Because like, with a bike shop, everybody there is a bike technician, but none of them are bike builders, right? Because bike builders actually do welding and fitting and cutting and all this other stuff. So they know and they accept that they're just technicians. And really, truly, some of these gunsmiths around that are certified gunsmiths are really technicians, aren't they?
Sure.
But, I mean, there's a need for that.
There absolutely is. And the only downfall to the gunsmithing world is, it's a downfall, but at the same time, do I want it to change? I don't think so. There's no governing body over gunsmiths, right? So you get a lot of people that worked at a gun shop. They built a cool AR. Their buddy thinks, oh, that's a cool AR. Can you build me one? So they build them one. Then his buddy wants one. They build 5, 10, 15 of them. And all of a sudden they're like, yeah, I'm the local gunsmith that does da-da-da-da with ARs. But then, you know, they get that name. People are getting them to build modern rifles. And next thing you know, little Jimmy comes in with, you know, Uncle Joe's, you know, old school Winchester lever action. And this quote unquote gunsmith is clueless. He's like, that's not an AR. I don't know what to do with that.
Right.
And it's rampant. There is a lot of that around. People that have worked on modern firearms, but then they call themselves a gunsmith. But when somebody comes in with true gunsmith work to repair an older gun, they just don't know what to do. You know, you get these people that do amazing work customization-wise. You know, amazing. Their Cerakote jobs are incredible. Their trigger jobs, all these different things. But they still don't know the old stuff. They don't know certain things, you know. So that's a little bit of a problem in the gunsmithing world right now. But hopefully people will start to learn more and gain more knowledge.
Well, like with an AR assembler, there's a couple of things about assembling an AR, like the gas system and the gas blocking. I mean, you got to get those things right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there is a need to have a skilled person doing that for you. And if that's all they do, then they probably should say ARs and ARs only.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you want front straps checkering on your vintage 1911, you're going to have to look for somebody else. But I kind of think what you guys teach probably is the gateway to all of those specialities, isn't it?
It is. And we teach a lot of the old school stuff, too. One of our build options at the end of the Advanced 2 course is a traditional, it's actually made by Traditions, American long rifle, you know, percussion cap muzzleloader. So you learn a lot of the old stuff, and we learn the 1911. You learn different action types and stuff like that. There is a huge amount of information that you go through in our course that teaches you a lot of stuff.
Got to start somewhere. And, I mean, I'm sure, but what I'm looking at is I'm thinking that this could be in time, and maybe hopefully I'll last long enough to see it happen. The people that start with, like, MGS Trade School, these are the guys that could turn out to be the next custom kings that get out there and look at something with a different, and like, once again, it's back to the student and making things available to the student. And it'll be interesting to see what they become and how far they go.
Yeah. And we have a lot of students that are doing a lot of custom work and doing amazing jobs. You know, every now and then we'll get a email from a graduate saying, "Hey, look at this thing I just built." And you're like, "Oh my God, that's amazing." We didn't teach you engraving, but just like medicine, like, you know, I keep going to the doctor reference.
Yeah.
You go to med school. Great. You graduated, you're a doctor. Here's your MD, you passed the boards, et cetera, et cetera. But now you want to be a specialist, right? So you have to go get more education, get more training.
More training, more education, and we're running out of time.
Oh, man.
It's when it's getting good. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure to geek out with Zeke Stout.
Mm-hmm. You are very welcome.
MGS.edu. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.